astronauts report it feels good. T-minus 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Hello, baby.
Hello, baby.
Hello.
Hello again. Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, friend.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, home.
Hi.
Yo.
G'day.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Hackers Without Borders, the greatest podcast on the planet.
Guys, tune in. Great show. It's not just about football.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We've got Matt Stevenson, Colton Moore, and Christopher Gossie. And Matt picked the subject last week. The last subject he picked was women in uncomfortable positions.
No, so that's not what I picked. And also,
Matt doesn't know anything about that except when he says hello.
Can you please say we are now recording before I start shooting my mouth up?
This meeting is being recorded right there at the top.
Oh
yeah, yeah. It says it right there.
Recording for publication. How about that?
So Matt, you're gonna start. We've all got a list of five. It's women in unconventional roles. So lead roles playing, you know, the hero or the anti-hero, the bad guy, the good guy, whatever. Unconventional roles for the lead actress in a movie and or the Oscar goes to. Everybody's got five, their top five. Listen, if one of your five has been mentioned, scratch it off. That's how it goes. We're not going to go back and have an OLI, an ALO, an SOP, or a POS.
No, okay. we are definitely opening with an OLI.
I don't think so. I don't think so. We got five each.
I'm doing it.
It's going to be Matt, then it's going to be Colton. What is the order? Matt, Colton, Chris, then me?
Sure.
Is that how it
was
goes?
Was this beauty before we did age Matt, or age Chris, before beauty? Because I get to go first either way.
Yeah, you're going first this time either way. But okay, let's hit her, Matt. First movie.
I'm going to give you my OLI. Caitlin Clark.
Caitlin Clark. Okay, she's not in a movie.
None
that I've seen anyway.
She's playing basketball, and we're wandering off topic.
And she's the most famous athlete in the world right now, and she's awesome. So I will not hear this heresy.
I don't know. Serena Williams might have something to say about that.
Serena absolutely legend. It's been a minute. Caitlin right now owns the stage, and Juju Watkins is coming for it. So anyway, all of that being said, I'm actually stepping out of movies and I'm going to TV for this. I am going with CCH Pounder playing Claudette Wims on The Shield, a grizzled hard detective. The role was actually written for a man. She read for it, got the role, and then insisted that they do not change it in any way. And if you watch The Shield, which I have like eight times, you'll notice that she wears boxy pinstripe suits the entire time and is harder than anybody in there. And she actually beats Vic Mackey in the end. Spoiler alert. So CCH Pounder, Detective Wims.
Okay, from a TV show, from a category you pick movies. Got it.
Yeah.
Colton,
I picked the topic.
He's got to win somehow. We lost last week.
Right?
He's got to win somehow.
I have won every one of these.
Mac and me dominated you. You just can't admit it. Mac and me dominated.
I didn't even know we were competing.
I didn't either until Goose pointed it out, and then I realized I smoked that fool twice.
Okay. All right.
Nobody had anything on going fishing. All right.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
That's true. We did give it up to Colton on that one. That's true.
I'm sticking with pretty much traditional. You've seen these. You know these. It's Demi Moore and G.I. Jane.
Ooh.
Number five.
Very 100%. Nice. All right. 100%. Yeah, you know, that movie, and they were talking about doing the remake with Jada Williams, Pickett Smith, and...
I think only Chris Rock was talking about that.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Better keep her name out of your mouth. Yeah. That's all I know.
You know, Demi Moore in that one with, who is it? Viggo Mortensen.
Yep.
Plays the drill instructor, right? That's a great movie. That was filmed up in Churchill, Manitoba.
Underrated. Actually. It's not in great. Manitoba. As we talked about last week, it's a movie we love. It's not great, but it is a movie we love.
Yeah.
Culminates in just, you know, the iconic line of kind of this podcast, suck my dick.
Nice. There we go.
I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. I love that. Yeah. Yeah. I love dick sucking.
We know. We're aware.
This is like the third pod I've done with you where somehow that comes up. Okay. That's cool.
Those aren't laugh lines. Those are stretch marks. Let's do this.
He's hanging on to that 15 minutes for all he's worth.
I'm trying.
Jesus.
I am.
Are we like 4 minutes in, 5 minutes in?
I'm going to go with a 1985 movie. Kelly McGillis, Charlotte Blackwood, call sign Charlie, Top Gun.
Oh.
Top Gun.
Oh.
Private Civilian. That would have never happened. You do not, in the mid-80s, you're not going to have some super hot blonde female.
Never even thought of that.
That's absolutely non-traditional.
Right.
100%. All of it.
That's a bullseye. That's a bullseye right there.
That could be the gone fishing of this episode.
So, okay. Wow. Wow. I'm in trouble now. I think I've run a redo my list. Well, I'm going to go with the first one. And this is a little movie where this lady actually plays a role that never really had been held ever by a woman before, and not in our eyes. And even when I read it, I took a step back. Rogue One. She is the Skywalker. Name her. I can't even think of her name right now, and I have it half written down.
So are you talking about Rogue One? Are you talking about
Star Wars?
Rogue One.
I'm embarrassed on this entire podcast.
Star Wars stories.
It's like
Felicity Jones.
Oh, that's not who I was thinking. Felicity Jones, you never even saw her face.
No.
I thought you meant Rey.
Rey is a good one too. Yeah.
Well, you got to pick one.
Rey is a good one too. Okay, let's go with Rey.
it doesn't matter.
I got blown out of the water by Goose and G.I. Jane. So
I think Rogue One's a better pick.
Rogue One's a better pick.
Yeah. Yeah.
No question. Yeah.
We're all trying to rally after Charlie, though, because we're like, oh my God, we just got smoked.
Right. So, okay. So then we do the S, we go back. So then it's my turn again.
Let's do
it. So I'm going to go with Gina Davis in A League of Her Own. So it's a sports movie. She is the best player. She, the all-star player, League of Her Own. It's basically, the whole movie is about her and her sister, Kate, something like that.
It's good you put the research in for this.
I think you should have went with Rosie O'Donnell's character.
Even Rosie's O'Donnell. Madonna's character was historically accurate.
And because Rosie's character was so far away from her real life personality.
Right.
Right. No. Anybody else have League of Her Own?
That was one of them. I had a few alternates in case, you know.
I know which one Matt wants to say, and that's on my list too, Matt. So you're going to want to use that right away.
God bless the snake draft.
Cool. Christopher Goose. Oh.
All right. So, that one's probably going to be selected. So I don't want to select that one. I'm going to go with a movie called Hidden Figures. I don't know if anyone saw Hidden Figures.
Yeah.
Wonderful Apollo, NASA, really smart African American women that basically launched Apollo 12, like Kevin Costner breaking down the colored
barrier. Yeah. Oh,
white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just. That was a movie.
That's Viola Davis, right?
Yeah, correct. Viola Davis. Yeah.
That's one of those movies where you watch it and you go, this actually took place at one point. And it's really, really sad because they had a brilliant, brilliant mathematician. And she had to overcome all of this stuff, including drinking coffee out of a different pot while she was doing math. It's just
she had to go to a bathroom on the other side of the compound.
Right.
Just so she could pee, for crying out loud. Yeah.
That's one of my one of my favorite movies with non-traditional female leads. No question.
Nice role. Nice pull. Colton Moore.
So this is probably my only one that is kind of a little more off the beaten path. It's a, I don't know if it's a Netflix movie. That's where I watched it. I know you can still watch it there. It's called The Forgotten Battle, and it's a World War II movie. And there it's takes place in, it's, I guess, in Holland somewhere, German-occupied Holland. And there's a lady there who's a messenger. Her brother's working for the resistance. He ends up getting caught and killed. And she has to take over the, like, getting the maps to the Allies. And
wow, Tom Felton, Jamie Mathers, Susan Rader. Wow.
Yeah, that one. It's a really good movie.
Yeah, that looks good. I haven't seen that. I'm going to want to watch this.
Yeah, I'm a huge movie dork, and I don't, I'm not familiar with that at all. So
I go on to Netflix or Amazon Prime or Hulu, whatever, just type in like war movies from time to time and just pick whichever ones I haven't watched yet. So
a lot of built
up. About War II, I've probably watched it at some point.
Nice. Just so you know, the government is tracking your internet history. So
that's patriotism. Not, I know what you're talking about.
They're not tracking mine, I can guarantee you. That.
Oh no, trust me. If they're tracking anybody's, they're tracking yours.
We got to put the computers in bleach again. Hey, Stevenson, number two.
No, this is like number four.
It's fine. Don't worry about it, Matt.
Your number two.
I don't want to see your number two, by the way. Never. Yeah. Ever.
Stop.
No.
Well,
yes, you do.
I mean, we're doing a snake, right? So I get two back to back. I don't know which one I'm going to do first.
Yeah. It doesn't matter because
do another TV show, by the way. We're talking about movies, so another TV show.
Yeah. I could.
Do
a commercial.
Parks and Rec. I could.
Parks and Rec. Life insurance. Yes. The woman who played Archie Bunker's wife for life insurance.
Yeah, Flo from Progressive.
Yo, easy. Easy. Show me somebody. I hate commercials because I find them intellectually offensive, but I love me some Flo.
You've heard of Orville Redenbacher. Now there's Mrs. Buttersworth. Let's go.
What was it? Was that movie? Was it Road Trip when the dude was like kind of feeling up the Mrs. Buttersworth syrup bottle, and the other guy's like, "I don't think Mr. Buttersworth would appreciate that so much." Anyway, I'm doing this solely to stick it to Canada Matt. The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Yeah, that's on there. Damn it. That's one of mine.
I'm
Samuel Jackson, Gina Davis.
Just she stealing it from
a CIA weapon that is suddenly unlocked from suburbia, and she goes on a freaking rampage, and it is fucking awesome.
But it's what I love about this movie, and this is the classic, this movie's terrible, but I love it, is that it's not your like femme fatale thing.
No.
Like, she's just the baddest person in the room. And prove yourself. She does. They don't. She wins. People die. Lots of blood. Amazing poster. Sam says fuck a lot. I like, what more could you ask for? Like, I literally, if I made that pitch to Netflix right now, they would cut me a check for $200 million.
Right? Probably. Number three. Yes, Mr. Number three.
Ellen Ripley. In the Alien franchise.
Sigourney Weaver. Right.
Yeah.
Right. On my list. Absolutely.
Is it on your list?
Yeah. Evolutionary.
I lost one, yeah.
Evolutionary badass. Started quiet and slow in the first one. Creeping dread. You don't see it very much. And she slowly just takes, not control, but just like everybody realizes she's the one that we need to look at. And then you get to Aliens. And now she's just the Terminator, and she's fucking awesome. And Alien 3, highly underrated. That gets like weirdly emotional because she's got to deal with Newt's death, spoiler alert, and all of this other weird shit. and it's a David Fincher movie. And
damn it, I wanted to watch The Wire.
Oh, it's so good. Suck it, Goose. I am crushing you right now.
All right. Colton, Mr. Colton Moore with his number three.
Hilary Swank, Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Christ. Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Blakushla. Makushla.
You're shaking your head. Facepalm. I love it. Clint Eastwood movie?
Colton, yeah. Colton drops out of the top three on that one.
Matt doesn't like Clint Eastwood, Bill Murray, or anybody who's an American icon. He just wants to be tonight,
you know what? I like Clint Eastwood. They put High Plains Drifter on Netflix the other night. I stopped everything I was doing and threw my phone away.
If we want to talk about Any Which Way But Loose, I'm totally down. But one take Clint, they shot that movie in like 6 days.
Yeah.
He's not the most nuanced of directors. How about that?
Wow.
Well, it wasn't about directors. It was about the women in the unconventional roles.
That's right. Correct.
Yeah, but I'm taking crap about not liking...
How many movies are there about female boxers?
I'm taking crap about not liking Clint Eastwood. That is my response.
This one.
Also, he chose a movie, Matt. He chose a movie.
That's true.
Oh, that's true. That's right.
Far be it from me to be creative and stretch the boundaries a little bit of what we're doing here.
Christopher, you're number three.
I'm going to go back to the wonderful year of 2000, where the opening scene is a single mother at a law firm trying to collect money for a car accident, and then single-handedly overthrows a big California power company, Erin Brockovich.
Yeah.
100% single mom, puts her heart into the role, hires a biker to watch her kids, becomes a millionaire, Erin Brockovich.
All right, I got a question on our format here. May I ask?
Go ahead.
That feels like kind of a pack. Woman has it rough, needs to come up and do things and protect her family, single mom, blah, blah, blah thing. Not casting aspersions on her performance or on the actual true story, but that movie's been made a million times. Is that an unconventional role for a woman? Because that, when I remember when I came out, I was like, I was had subscriptions to Movie
Single
Line
mom who
and Premiere.
Fights a power company who then becomes an attorney and takes over the world. I'm going to go with that is.
That's a pretty non-traditional path.
That's a pretty non-traditional.
I think it's a standard.
Erin Brockovich paves the way for the legendary Legally Blonde. Without her,
that's correct. Without that, exactly you don't have Legally Blonde. God. That's correct, Stevenson.
We suck need to establish Stevenson. The rules of what this show two. Is.
That's how
no,
you connect
there
the,
are no
the
rules. That's why it's Packers without borders, not with borders. There's no rules. No with rules.
Steve. All right, then I put a fucking TV show on there then.
Just rules
but
for you,
but it was
Stevenson.
Your category. Right. It was your category.
How is that an unconventional role? How many movies have you seen with that type of underdog female character fighting back against the man in order to protect her family?
All of them that we mentioned. All of them that we mentioned.
Yeah, but all of that.
But
all of that
there's
that
a lot
said.
More movies
Circle
where
that.
A gentleman is fighting back against the man.
Yeah.
Which makes it unconventional. Yeah. Pretty much any leading lady
called,
fit this category.
That's called Cinderella Man. And that was okay. That was all right. Ron Howard movie. It was too long.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you notice Cinderella.
Yeah. Woman. Conventional
Way before
role.
Cinderella.
Cinderella. Man. Snow White. Conventional role.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Here's one. Here's an unconventional role. She has to make sure that her and her troupe make it all the way to Hollywood. Okay. This has got Eric Edwards. This has got Robin Bird. This has got Robert Kerman, Christine Ford, Arcadia Lake, Herschel Savage, and Bambi Woods.
Hold on.
1978. Debbie Does Doubt.
You pulled a porno. I love
it. Is
you
the
had
breadwinner.
Herschel Savage.
She is the breadwinner. She's got to make it. She's got to get this cheerleading troop. Oh, I don't even know. I really don't even know the plot.
I don't know the plot. Unlike Stevenson, you don't watch it for the plot.
Hey,
Matt,
it was shot on film. It was shown in theaters.
I watched it for the articles.
I watched it for the articles. That's the name of the pod. I watched it for the articles.
Yeah, there you go.
I watched it for the articles.
Couch Potatoes, formerly known as Couch Potatoes. We watch it for the articles.
Okay. Okay. So then we go back around. I get one more pick here, right here. Okay, you ready? Can you still hear the lambs, Clarice? Jodie Foster, Silence of the Lambs. FBI investigator takes down. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We all know the story.
Too easy.
With a nice Keontae. Oh, yeah. Jodie Foster.
That was on my list. That was the next one I was going to mention. So
there you go.
100%. 100%.
So this just proves that I don't understand what we're actually doing on these shows, because
it is my topic
and my category, but I thought that these were supposed to be unconventional roles for women. This is an ingenue being led on.
She is the lead investigator in an FBI investigation where she hunts down and tracks and captures a serial killer.
I hear you, but it is in the larger sense of storytelling, it is an ingenue who is developed by two different male teachers into something. Like, that's not a non-traditional role. That is a classic trope of storytelling. So next time around, it's just going to be like, oh, Jean-Claude Van Damme kicks ass. It's like, okay, I'll do five of those. My list is very existential.
Someone's really butthurt. And somebody's just really
in all fairness,
somebody needs a juice box and a nap.
Yeah.
People have been telling stories since they could talk. There's nothing.
I didn't have a soccer game earlier today.
Every trope is going to be a classic trope because there's nothing new under the sun.
Correct.
That's why we go back to some of these older movies like Gone Fishing and Mac and Me.
And Debbie Does Dallas.
Yeah, Behind the Green Door. I mean, these
are
choices.
There's a moral to the story.
Behind the Green Door. Top Gun. Don't forget Top Gun. By the way, Chappie died the other day.
Chappie died the other day. We have to RIP to Chappie.
Come on, let's take a moment. But
let's give Chappie a minute here. We can't really be quiet because when I hit my editing thing, so it tightens up the silences. Yeah. It was just zip.
So we should have a moment of
having a moment of silence.
Okay. Well, we should have a moment of noise for Chappie.
A moment of humming. A moment of humming.
I gotta say, the Charlie pull is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're winning right now. It's close.
Where are we at? Who's up? Well, I was going to do Silence of the Lambs, so it'd be back to you, Colton.
Back to me. All right. Yep. So since
you got a freestyle, you got to pull one.
Well, I got an OLI.
Do it.
All right.
I got a DIC. I was just through
Disney Princess Hell with my daughter, so I'm going to go to the wonderful animated 1998 Disney classic Mulan.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Nice. Father might get drafted into the Chinese army, so she decides to become a man to make sure her father doesn't get drafted into the army, and then proves herself as a soldier, then falls in love with the guy who's making her into a soldier, then reveals that she's a woman, and then they live happily ever after.
Fun just fact. Saying. So, I actually
for the
know...
listeners at home, and Matt, you can cut this later if you just want to keep in the dark. It's Saturday night. Tomorrow's Easter. Tomorrow has also just been announced by President Joe Biden, Transgender Awareness Day. So, that's correct. Move on. Way to go.
Well, no. So that's here's a little known fact, Colton. That's been March 31st since 2009. So
well, I just saw it on Twitter.
Just
like
happens
an hour ago, so
that this year it falls onto Easter. So there's a lot of people in a big uproar saying. The White House doesn't want to celebrate Easter. They'd rather celebrate transgender.
I was told Joe Biden's the Antichrist on Twitter. So.
Moving on.
I already said G.I. Jane. So.
It's basically G.I. Jane.
It's the same thing.
It's just
same
a trope.
Thing.
It's the same trope, right? Is that Solid what we call
trope.
It?
Only trope. Being led by men.
Hey, may I offer you this? Where I live in Central Florida, there is a legendary kung fu And I want to use the right word, and I can't remember, so I'm just going to go with dojo. And it's this beautiful, like, traditionally built thing. And it's been here for, like, 40 or 50 years. And the Sifu, who runs it, she was the body model for Mulan. And I actually did a podcast with her a couple of years ago. She's amazing. Her name is available? Please, at your peril. For the love of your health,
available.
Do not make jokes about Mimi like that. Her father was a legendary Sifu. They moved to Boston and then moved down here when she was very, very, very little, and have trained hundreds and hundreds of people. But yeah, I got to spend some quality time with the face and body model for Mulan. And she is, all of the kung fu that you saw in that movie was legit because they did rotoscoping off of her kung fu. So wow. Good pull.
Okay. We'll give you that one then.
Do you imagine why I kept trying to talk over you guys when you're trying to say all of this horrible shit?
Say what you want about deaf people. Let's go. Who's up next?
It's me. It's me. I think Ellen Ripley already got taken for Alien, that was my number two. We're going to pivot. And since Matt opened the door with a TV show, I'll fill this one in here. Buffy the Vampire Garrett. Slayer.
Oh, nice. The
Vampire Slayer.
Yes.
Jesus.
Terrible.
Totally accepted. Terrible. What? Shut the fuck up. That's awesome. Great pick.
Should have gone with Joe from The Facts of Life.
I don't think Colton's parents were born when that show was canceled.
Well, I've seen reruns of that. All right.
She has to play the tough guy lesbian in a house full of half naked women, and she doesn't sleep with any of them. I mean, Blair's right there.
That's a non-traditional role for a lesbian, no question.
That's all I'm saying.
We'd like to welcome back our female listeners who have come over from Gwyneth Paltrow's The Goop. Yes, I'm going
to
make that joke every episode.
If you'd like to cancel Matt, call 1-800-CANCEL-MATT. That's C-A-N.
That's Canada Matt, by the way. I just wanted to be stated.
Yeah, press 1 for Canada Matt. Press 2 for bald Matt.
Press 0 to go fuck yourself.
If you know the name of the person you want to cancel, press 1 now.
The best podcast in the world.
It's the greatest podcast in English.
The queen of the crop.
They're really, really good.
Better than the best!
The best of the best.
Better than the best!
Putting on a good show.
The best hacker podcast on the net.
The finest podcast in all the land.
The queen of the crop.
Guys, tune in. Great show.
Better than the best!
On balance, off balance doesn't matter. Nobody does it better.
So this is Jeremy from California. This is Packers Without Borders. Go Pack, go.
It's time for Matt's Motivational Meaningful Moment.
What if there were no hypothetical questions?
This has been Matt's Motivational Meaningful Moment.
Packers Without Borders.
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 Packers Without Borders. The greatest podcast on the planet.
How do you spell that fucker's name? Who's next?
It's your draft.
Is it
Matt?
Me?
Matt, you're on two and then one.
All right. Well, no, so I already had one taken off.
No, this is me back to back.
Yeah.
Well, since
nobody can keep track,
we're trying to deal with
300 milligrams. Are you kidding me?
Since we're trying to deal with the anti-racism against Chinese people, I am going with Zhang Yixi in House of Flying Daggers.
Okay, sure. Yeah, never saw that movie.
No? None of you guys? No.
It sounds awesome.
My God.
Title alone.
Fucking Philistines, man. So
is it like IP, man?
As Goose would say, let's go back to the wonderful year of 2004. The United States, hotly off of the release of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, white people suddenly discovered that there were beautifully artistic Chinese wushu movies. Which,
so a Philistine is a person who is hostile or indifferent to culture and arts.
Yeah,
and has no understanding of them.
I feel like that's this room.
That's racist.
Wow,
that's racist.
My mother was killed by a Philistine, so I'm offended.
You may not be able to air this podcast.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Just saying.
What I would suggest, for those of you who
are not... Is that the same as a hermaphrodite? Let's go.
My God.
You know, I almost picked another Hilary Swank movie where she was.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Speaking of hermaphrodites.
May I please finish my draft pick? All right, for those of you who are not familiar, House of Flying Daggers is, and for the DVD nerds out there, it is the movie that is probably sitting on many of your shelves right next to Jet Li's Hero. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and this. And it is some of the most beautifully filmed martial arts scenes you will ever see. And they are real. So my suggestion is check it out on YouTube. And Matt, please don't make the easy joke here. Just look up House of Flying Daggers Bean Dance. Don't.
Bean Dance. Do they flick anything in that movie?
There is
just a bean.
Yes, they do.
Just like that.
I've just walked right into that one.
It was a visual joke on a podcast.
All right, moving on.
Hey, also, Matt, just so you're aware,
okay.
Other Matt.
Oh, okay.
Nobody under the age of 35 has a shelf of movies anymore.
I don't have a shelf of movies anymore.
Well, you just said
he keeps them all on your shelf
next to Jet Li.
Yeah, but movie dorks, they like physical media because as all the streaming bullshit is going on, you don't actually own anything.
People that listen to this show, movie dorks. That's good. That'll keep them.
Yeah, it's a whole different audience.
Here's another episode for you fucking nerds.
We are all proudly movie dorks. Trust me. Anybody who doesn't claim to be one who like gets into this type of stuff.
Yeah, tune in, you fucking loser.
All right. And my number one, because this was my suggestion, and I feel like I got this right, and none of you fuckers did.
Okay.
It is a woman cast in an unconventional role that is normally...
Ghostbusters.
Normally
occupied... Ghostbusters.
Jesus, you are the worst host ever.
The remake?
Ghostbusters.
No! Fuck!
Oh.
Murder by Numbers.
No, Sigourney Weaver's character.
Oh, yeah. Murder by Numbers. I was wondering if we were going to hear one of these ones. There's Murder by Numbers, and then what are the other ones? There's Kiss the Girls, Along Came the Spider.
No. Kiss the Girls is nothing like Murder. That's nothing like Murder by Numbers. Sandra Bullock plays a traditionally male role of the, like, drunken beat down detective that is usually played by like Lenny Briscoe from Law and Order. She ends up banging one of the suspects. Like, this is not a role traditionally occupied by women. I like Kiss the Girls and all that stuff, but that's a woman in trouble who fights her way back. This is much like what I was saying about CCH Pounder and the Shield. This is a role that was traditionally written for men, and she comes in as just grimy and beat up and hungover. But the cast is insane. It's got Ben Chaplin, Ryan Gosling, Sandra Bullock, directed by Barbe Schroeder. Like, and it's forgotten. And I actually saw this in a theater. I was like, what the hell was that? Because she was America's sweetheart at the time. She was coming after Julia Roberts. And then she goes in and plays this role. And like, you could smell the cigarette smoke coming off of her in the theater. So next time, explain the topic better to me so I have a better idea.
You came up with it.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of laid it out.
Explain it to yourself better.
Yeah.
Tell me what to do.
Write it down and reread it.
I am Usain Bolt right now looking back at you guys smiling when you're like 10 meters behind
me. Charlie's
won so far. And you know, I have something that's close to that, sort of, but not in the same league. Like, that's in the upper deck of home runs. Mine might have just gotten over the fence.
It's Colton. Colton, is it your number one?
Yeah,
my turn. My number one. I've been on pins and needles.
Okay,
afraid someone was going to take it, but it's still there.
Hold on.
No,
Ghostbusters.
Little Mermaid.
Not Pocahontas either.
Okay. Little Mermaid.
So in 1984, there was this movie that came out about this time traveling robot that tried to kill somebody. I wasn't alive then, so that one doesn't matter. But in 1991, I was an infant. and there was a sequel that came out that was way better, and it was called Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
That's a strong Linda choice. Hamilton. Oh, very good.
Choice.
Especially in the second movie. She really takes over in the second movie, right?
Yeah. Would she pumps the shotgun with one arm?
I know, right? I know. She's kind of got me feeling funny, like when we used to climb a rope in gym class.
Another unconventional role for a woman.
Yes, climbing a rope in gym class.
That's a great choice. Also, directed by James Cameron, who directed Sigourney Weaver in Aliens.
Yeah, so he likes strong women in his roles.
I did love the last Terminator movie. Wasn't great. It was fun. It was all right. But the way that Linda Hamilton just so like, she sounds so bored when she goes, come with me if you want to live. Yeah. And there was another scene where she's like, I'll be back. Like just the way that she takes those two lines and is so unimpressed by them. So yeah, that's a good pull. That's a silver medal for sure.
Chris, last but not least,
1983.
Ghostbusters.
Directed by Ron Howard, starring Eugene Levy, John Candy, Tom Hanks, and Daryl Hannah.
Splash. Terrible.
Splash.
This is an awful choice. This is the most obvious. That's because all of mine were taken.
That's an awful choice. Out of nowhere.
Splash is fantastic. The sound of that hitting the water in the toilet. That one needs to be flushed. Terrible.
Wonderful.
Terrible.
Yeah. Not even remotely close.
Name another mermaid. What? That's a non
Ariel.
There's not other mermaids.
Ariel. Ariel. I know so many people named Ariel.
It's before Little Mermaid. This was the original.
There was a Disney Channel original movie called The 13th Year about a boy who was a mermaid. And maybe that's the unconventional role.
He'd be a merman.
Yeah. Splash.
Yeah. True. Wow. True. Wow. All right. Last but not least, I've got...
Wait, Matt, before... Can we give Goose a mulligan on this? Can we give him a shot? Because
I had all five written down.
Such a terrible choice. I feel like we should give him one more chance.
Let me try to pull something else. Go ahead, Matt. I'll try to pull something else. Hold on.
Don't
like
pull
a supplemental draft
show. We'll be pulling anything on this show. This is a family show, goddammit.
I have a couple more OLIs too, if we need to vamp just for time.
No more OLIs. This is my last but not least. This is it. Charlize Theron in the remake, Mad Max, Fury Road. I'm saying it mostly because she makes my mouth water.
Say her name.
She is so hot in that role. Furiosa.
Furiosa?
I mean, oh.
There's a new one coming out. The story of Furiosa.
The prequel. It looks pretty good. I'm upset that Charlize isn't in that. I was going to go with Knocked Up, but I thought, nah, Mad Max.
How does Knocked Up make this list?
50 first dates, you know, maybe that one.
Those are like the most standard, boring rom-com.
I was going to go with Daniel LaRusso's mom in Karate Kid, you know, but...
Because that's a good type, the feisty New Jersey woman who moves to California.
Never happens.
I have an OLI. I'm bringing it.
Of course, you're I have an OLI. Okay. No, go ahead. You're fine. I had five. One got wiped out. I splashed my final.
Bruce, hey, listen, Goose won that one.
Goose,
I'm
going to do
Gone
this.
Fishing won the last one, and I think Goose won this one with Top Gun. Wasn't even thinking Top Gun. That was right off the... Oh, talk to me, Goose. Did anybody not see how ironic it was that Goose died from the window, the cockpit plane window? Nobody saw geese die in those windows all the fucking time.
Whatever. My final OLI, which I am going to give to Goose because he failed so miserably with Splash, which, by the way, was his number one draft pick.
No, it was not.
Yeah, we go from five to one.
It was literally like Silence of the Lambs got nixed. That was my number two. So I just had to come up with something. That's what happened.
Not an unconventional role. Anyway, I'm going to give this one to you.
Splash is great.
Lorraine Broughton.
He's got to get that in there. Not an unconventional role.
Yeah.
Lorraine Broughton, played by Charlize Theron, in Atomic
Blonde. Atomic Blonde. That was on my list, and I opted out of that one, Atomic Blonde. I thought for sure you were going to mention that one, Atomic Blonde.
As I prefer to refer to it, Joan Wick.
Joan Wick, Joan right? Wick. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's awesome in it. Awesome.
Dude, the fight scene in the stairwell. By the way, the guy that directed that was the co-director of the first John Wick movie.
Nice.
Then Stahelski took over after that. But yeah, there is no John Wick without the guy, what's his name? David Leitch, who gave us Atomic Blonde.
The Christopher, you have next selection. You are up. Top five what?
Movies with cars.
Yes!
Oh!
Movies with cars.
Boom! Okay. And this just is a movie that has cars Christine in them, right?
Like, eliminate Christine right away. I'll eliminate Christine right
Why
away.
Why would you ruin it?
It could be. It's just a movie where cars play a significant role in the movie.
Okay.
Okay.
Just,
so it's not just like they're walking down the Lightning sidewalk McQueen. And there are cars.
No. It's got to be a McQueen. Significant part of the movie.
Kirby the love bug.
For the love of all that is holy, you give everything away every time we do
this
segment.
Yeah. I want you to actually turn on Google. I want to hear something obscure.
We talked about this on the text thread. I already have five, and I can't wait to pull up the Google machine and see what else we might find.
Movies with cars. As a prominent role. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you can go way back now.
Can it be a truck or does it just have to be car? Can it be a tank?
Oh, Jesus. Are we really doing this?
Let's stay to a traditional passenger vehicle. So a car.
Okay.
Something you see on the highway,
to the dealership.
A semi, something more of a traditional passenger
something with
vehicle.
4 to 6 wheels that we would consider an automobile. Yeah.
Over the top would be just on the line, right?
That's just on the line. That's what I was doing.
It's not a car.
Over the top.
Yeah, but it's just on the line because he did the arm wrestling to win a truck so he could save his son and put him back into boarding school. Like that truck was a main part of that, his drive to become a better father.
His drive?
And
good one. I got that. I got that.
Terrible.
Can we
the puns.
Can we get a ruling? If a movie has been used once, it's off the list.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's no longer available. You've already been drafted, so you are no longer in the draft.
That's right.
But who's going to go back and listen to the other
previous movies?
We can write them all down.
Do we have any previews from the other shows?
Over the Top.
That I forgot about? Okay.
Over the Top. Mad Max Fury Road.
Mad Max.
Can't do that one.
Well, that was a character, though. That's a character, not a movie. Who's the commissioner of this league?
The movie's been listed.
Nope, the movie's been said. So you cannot say the movie again. Once the movie's been said, you cannot say it again.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's
so
just...
So let me rattle off all the names of movies with cars. So
Stop.
This isn't... Hey, Stevenson, this isn't re-couch potatoes. This is couch potatoes.
Yeah, fair.
You can't repeat
what you've already done. Step up. Step up your game.
That's not a car movie.
You can tell I listen to way too many movie podcasts and I'm stuck in the rules of how they do their weird bullshit. So anyway.
Man, I almost
right
wish
on,
we
guys.
Did it reverse. We start at one and work down.
Well, then we will next time.
We start at one and we work down.
Okay.
There's no suspense that way, though. But
I do like working the other way.
I like going
five.
You got to
save
one
for last.
Yeah.
Because you got to open with your OLIs and then you work to one.
No OLIs. Put them on the list.
I'd have like seven.
Save them for if one of yours gets erased because someone else mentioned it.
Well, no, but they're not in the draft. So they are still, by rules set by the commissioner, they are still available.
Is it too late to mention Bridesmaids?
No, that's a perfect one. I was going to go with Bambi's mom.
Dude, I gave you, like, I vamped for you for like
role.
2 minutes. Trying
hunter
to open that
dinner.
Space up.
She was dinner for a hunter. That's an unconventional role for a female lead.
I was texting Goose trying to get him to say Jane Lynch from Role Models.
Yeah! That one's awesome.
Oh, I'm going to have so much fun with this list. This is going to be an amazing list.
Gentlemen, absolute pleasure as always. You guys take care. Colton Moore, Christopher Gosse, Matt Stevenson, and Matt, Canada Matt, Couch Potatoes. We'll see you guys with the movies with cars that are prominent, vehicles that are prominent. No helicopters, because that's going to be mine. Top 10, top 5 helicopter movies is going to be mine.
You are incapable of not giving things away.
I'm trying, damn it. I'm trying. All right.
At least we know the rules for the next one.
Go back, go.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end. It hurts to set you free, but you'll never follow me. The end of laughter and soft lies. The end of night. This is the end.
Okay, I'd like to introduce two more members of the group. Steve Jordan on drums. Okay, and also our musical director, Paul Schaefer. Mr. Entertainment himself. Okay, this next song's by Gilbert McClinton. It's called B-Movie. Special just for you.
Special just for you.
Yeah,
now, honey, something special just for you.